This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Group of seven leaders brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy to a seaside summit in England. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the summit Friday, saying the coronavirus pandemic should not be allowed to leave a lasting scar on the world. The wealthy nation's leaders were all smiles as Johnson greeted them on the sand of Carbis Bay, but jostled with one another about who was doing most to help poorer nations fight back from the pandemic. The Wealthy Democracies Club is expected to commit to sharing at least $1 billion in vaccine shots, I should say, with struggling countries, including 500 million doses from the United States. Iraq's oil sector is now rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. That's according to Iraq's oil minister. He warned that an enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Oil Minister Hassan Abdul-Jabbar Ismail told the Associated Press he can now focus on other priorities in the interview. He offered a rare glimpse into the inner workings of the country's most significant ministry. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said that Russia's relations with the U.S. had deteriorated to their lowest point in recent years. In an excerpt of an exclusive interview with NBC due to air in full Monday, Putin called former U.S. President Donald Trump a colorful individual and said he can work with his successor, Joe Biden. Trump was criticized for cozying up to Putin during his 4 years in office. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the U.S. Congress is now considering big changes to the structure of the big four tech companies.
A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is proposing sweeping changes to reduce the market power of big tech companies, possibly forcing Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple to sever their dominant platforms from their other lines of business. These proposals stem from a 15-month investigation into alleged abuse of market power and monopolistic behavior.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. At 4 o'clock p.m. local time Sunday, Israel's Knesset will take the steps that will likely unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the country's longest-serving prime minister. The first incoming prime minister, ultra-nationalist Naftali Bennett, and his alternate, Yair Lapid, will address the governing body before Netanyahu has an opportunity to respond. After some debate, a leader will be elected. Bennett has vowed to chart a new course aimed at healing the country's divisions and restoring a sense of normalcy. The new coalition consists of eight parties from across Israel's political spectrum. It includes a small Arab party that has made history by joining a government for the first time. If even one party bolts, though, the government would be at serious risk of collapse, and Netanyahu, who intends to stay on as an opposition leader, is waiting in the wings. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has made no secret of his long list of political enemies. It just was not clear until now how far he would go to try to punish them. Two House Democrats disclosed this week what their smartphones or that their smartphone data was secretly obtained by the Trump Justice Department as part of an effort to uncover the source of leaks related to the investigation of Russian-related election interference. It was a stunning revelation that one branch of government was using its power to gather private information on another, a move that carried echoes of President Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. And the U.S. Justice Department will scrutinize a wave of new laws in Republican-controlled states that tighten voting rules. The Attorney General Merrick Garland said that vowing to take action on any violations of federal law. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Mm-hmm.